Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, your AI investment is failing. Here's why, four things to know. One, local AI gains won't move the needle without fixing systemic delays. Two, real AI value comes from totally redesigning your business around it. Three, in AI, system design and good judgment beat code velocity every time. Four, AI lets us pursue new business models, not just cut costs. Now, the piece, when tractors arrived on farms in the early 1900s, most farmers bought them to plow their same 40 acres faster. Those farms did not survive the Depression. The farmers who survived, they bought more tractors, they hired displaced farmers with domain expertise, they scaled to 400 acres, your competitors just made choice three. You're still debating choice one. 3 months ago, a competitor you had never heard of appeared in your sales pipeline at 60% lower pricing. Your sales team laughed it off. Last week, you lost three deals to them. This morning, you discovered a 30-person startup is shipping features faster than your 500-person engineering organization. Look, your chief financial officer has a question you cannot answer. We spent $2 million on AI tools. Developers are 40% more productive. So where is the business value? Time to market has not budged. Win rates are dropping. That $90 million engineering budget produces the same output as before. Here's the problem. Nobody sees map any feature your team shipped last quarter from concept to customer. What you will find is telling total time, 28 days actual work, 10 days waiting, 18 days. You're waiting for prioritization, waiting for code review, waiting for quality assurance, waiting for security, waiting for deployment. AI just reduced that 3-day implementation to 2 days, right? You optimized 3.5% of your cycle time while leaving 64% untouched. Your $31,500,000 in recovered developer capacity dissipated into organizational wait time. While you celebrated velocity metrics, startups redesigned their entire system and achieved 70% reductions in time to market. Consider the farm problem and the three choices you face. In 1905, when your neighbor rolled up with a Fordson tractor and plowed 500 acres while your crew did 50, you had three choices. Choice one was to optimize what you have, hire better farmhands, get stronger horses, add a night shift, measure productivity. These farms did not survive the Depression. Choice two was to add technology, but keep the structure, buy a tractor, keep everything else the same, create a tractor committee, run pilots. These farms limped along until the Depression killed them. Choice three was to reimagine everything. Buy multiple tractors, hire displaced farmers with domain expertise, scale from 40 acres to 4,000 acres. Completely redefine what a farmer does. Build new capabilities like grain elevators, railroad contracts, and futures trading. Hire more people, not fewer, but hire different people. You need equipment managers instead of plow pullers. You need commodity traders instead of seasonal help. Revenue per worker increased even as headcount grew. Why? Because the nature of work fundamentally changed. These operations dominated. Their families still own them today. Now look at your org chart. You have front-end, back-end, platform, data, quality assurance, security and development operations, 7 specialized teams, plus you have product management, 3 levels from engineering, an agile transformation office, a security team whose ideal release schedule is never end legal. For one feature, you have 11 gates on a good day, 15 with re-reviews. Your competitors gave one team everything they need. Let us look at what actually changed. For 50 years, software organizations structured around one constraint that was the scarcity of people who could translate business intent into working code. This scarcity shaped everything. It created specialized roles, matrix organizations, and premium compensation for 10x engineers. AI eliminated that constraint. Your high-performing engineers used to design systems on paper. Then they handed detailed specifications to productive but less experienced engineers who typed the code. AI eliminated the typing step. So, the new constraint is not who can write code fastest. It is judgment. It is knowing which problems are worth solving. It is maintaining system coherence across AI-generated components. It is recognizing when AI output is subtly wrong. It is strategic prioritization when implementation no longer limits what you build. These capabilities scale with experience and wisdom. They do not scale with automation. This leads us to the real economic shift. This is not about productivity. It is about business model viability. When your marginal cost to deliver features drops 40%, customer segments that were previously uneconomical become profitable. Markets you could not enter at your cost structure suddenly open. Technical debt shifts from we move slower to we lose entire markets while refactoring. Consider two hypothetical companies in late 2023. Company A cuts 80 engineers to capture $14,400,000 in savings. They maintain their functional organization structure. They celebrate cost savings and earnings calls. 18 months later, they are losing deals to unknown competitors. Their time to market is still 6 to 9 months. Their best engineers are departing. Company B asks a different question. If implementation capacity is not our constraint, what business model becomes possible? Their answer is outcome-based pricing with heavy customization. The long tail suddenly became profitable. They hire 40 more engineers. These are not implementers. They are architects who design systems that AI implements. They completely reimagine their software development lifecycle and their role definitions. The results are clear. Revenue per engineer is up 47% despite headcount growth. They have $127 million in new annual recurring revenue from previously unprofitable customer segments. They are not maintaining position. They are dominating. This is not a race to the bottom. It is a race to the top. The best talent concentrates where the work is more interesting. Organizations winning this transition follow a consistent 90-day playbook. In week one, you form an executive committee with binding authority that includes the chief executive officer, the chief financial officer, the chief technology officer, the chief product officer, and the chief revenue officer. You meet twice weekly. You deploy generative AI tools to everyone immediately, no procurement delays. You map every value stream in painful detail. Between weeks 1 and 12, you eliminate 3 constraints per week. When the committee sees a 4-day wait for a 2-hour security review, they make binding decisions. Security has 2 weeks to build automated gates. The manual review gate closes after that. No pilot. No stakeholder input. Decisions are binding. Common first targets include collapsing specialized functions into value stream teams. You transform security from reviewing changes to architecting frameworks that AI enforces. You eliminate deployment approval boards in favor of automated gates. You embed quality assurance into product teams instead of separate organizations. Results after 90 days are significant. Lead time goes from 28 days to 12 days. Deployment frequency is up 7 times. Everyone is using generative AI effectively. You have value stream teams with end-to-end ownership after 6 months. Lead time is down 70%. Revenue per engineer is up 40% or more. Defects are down 20%. Engineering retention improves because the work becomes more interesting. At one company, the head of quality assurance volunteered to dissolve her own organization. She said, "I have spent 15 years filing bugs in Jira. If I can spend the next 15 designing quality frameworks that prevent entire classes of bugs, that is more interesting." She is now the vice president of quality engineering. Okay, not everyone thrives in the new model. But the ones who do become extraordinarily valuable, look at what is happening right now. Stop your next board meeting. Ask your head of sales to list every new competitor in your pipeline from the last 6 months. Pick one, Google them. That 30-person startup launched 6 months ago and achieved feature parity in 18 months. Their pricing is 60% lower. They iterate 10 times faster. Last quarter, they took 3 of your deals. You won all 3, but it was closer than expected. Next quarter, they will be in 15 of your deals. You will win maybe 8. The quarter after that, customers will start with them by default. They did not build a better product. They built their entire organization around what AI makes possible from day one. There's no coordination across 7 technical organizations. There are no approval processes from when deployment was risky. There are no functional silos from when expertise was scarce. The gap is already visible in your financials. Within 18 months, it will be insurmountable. Here are the 3 slides for your board. Slide 1 is the problem. We optimized 3.5% of cycle time. $31,500,000 in recovered capacity dissipated into wait time. We have 0 time to market improvement. Slide 2 is the decision. You have 3 choices. Choice 1 is to optimize and cut engineers. Choice 2 is to add technology but keep the structure. Choice 3 is to reimagine everything. That means hiring more AI-first engineers, reorganizing around value streams, and eliminating constraints. The historical result is clear. Only choice 3 survived and dominated. Slide 3 is the timeline. In 90 days, 36 constraints are eliminated, and lead time is cut in half. In 180 days, you have a full reorganization, and revenue per engineer is up 25%. In 12 months, you see a 70% lead time reduction and a 40% increase in revenue per engineer. Here's what you do Monday. Hold an emergency executive offsite. Ask one question. Our developers are 35% more productive. What should that enable for our business? Do not leave until every executive commits to one answer. Then map the actual flow, every handoff, every wait time, every approval gate. Identify your top 3 bottlenecks and ask, where could AI eliminate waiting, not just speed up work? The decision you make in the next 90 days determines which farm you are. You're either the one that did not survive the depression or the one whose great-grandchildren own 15,000 acres. There's no choice 4 where everything stays comfortable. Software economics fundamentally changed. The window closes within 18 months as first movers compound their advantages. What will you choose?
Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.